Even though you're interested in the subject or not, I'm sure at this point you all have heard about climate change, either on the news, social media, or a friend mentioned it for some reason. But have you ever wondered what climate change is exactly? Laura Schell can explain that to us.
It is an alteration in climate caused by human activity, directly or indirectly, which causes glacier melting and it causes sea level rising. It also causes extreme hot and extreme cold temperatures. And with this comes deforestation because of wildfires, extinction of animals, and it is even a risk for human health.
Wildfires were always a concerning effect of climate change, but over the last 3 years, these fires started to take place much more often, causing so many forests to burn up every summer season in different regions of the world, for example California, Australia, and South America, just to mention some of them. This is very alarming.
In the south and the southwest, and also the center of Argentina right now, there are many forests and natural areas that are being burned up right now, and so many families that have lost their houses. So what I've been doing this past week is going to these areas to help these families. And something that happened recently, when I drove by the mountains and saw the fire, there was so much smoke that we couldn't even see the sky. And there were also many areas where the fire was already extinct, and you could see all these places burned up and the trees burned up and tons of ash everywhere, that the whole picture was pretty shocking and devastating.
Now that you know a little bit more about the impact of climate change, you might be thinking this is such a huge challenge and it comes from nature. What could I possibly do if I'm just a human being? In fact, humans have the biggest impact on climate change. Therefore, there is so many things we can do to stop it. What are the things?
Have a more sustainable life. For example, not eating meat, as the cattle rising is one of the main causes of this crisis. Another advice is to recycle, to reuse, and to reduce plastics. And even not using plastic at all would be ideal. And saving water and power is also crucial. Talk about this with your friends and family. I think this is the only way we can spread the voice and let as many people as possible know that this is something urgent. We need to take action right now.
Being vegan is a really good way of taking care of the planet, and many people have the prejudgment of being something very expensive that only the rich can afford. But this is not true.
Over the past couple years, the vegan industry has increased a lot. And with vegan, I don't refer only to food. I also refer to plastic products replaced with bamboo products, and also recycling and others. So nowadays, is quite easy and accessible for everybody to have a sustainable life.
Hopefully at this point you feel more attached to this problematic, want to take action to help, and even better, you might start trying to have a sustainable life. So go spread the word. Make as many people as possible aware of this.
It's important that everybody knows about climate change. I think it would be perfect that we can incorporate this topic to our everyday conversations with friends and family.
This is Valeria De Feo from WCC News.